Hey CEO, ever had a wake-up call in life that made you rethink your time, where it went, and the return or lack thereof on how you spent it? As busy Christian women, constantly pulled in a million directions, time feels like it flies, and it's easy to look back and feel regret. As a result of a big life change in midlife, Chesney of Health, Hope, and Heaven Coaching found herself facing a lot of regret around where her time went and what she had missed out on. And she was constantly feeling the guilt tug of war. Guilt when she was with her family that she wasn't working on her business, and guilt when working on her business that she wasn't with her family. Meanwhile, Chesney had been told by the voices around her to just fit her business into all the nooks and crannies of her day, but realized that having no white space was catapulting her towards burnout and missing out on connecting with those she loved. And even more regret when she wasn't seeing success in her business. And she started to believe the lie, I am not enough. But when Chesney joined the redeemed midlife CEO, things started shifting from the inside out. She laid down the lies of the enemy that were keeping her stuck and started to listen to the one voice that truly mattered, his. And her people-pleasing actions were replaced by kingdom-aligned intentions. And when unexpected changes happened in her previous business, she had the redeemed midlife CEO, biblical mindset, time management, and business growth strategies to say, okay, God, what are we doing next? He not only recreated her heart, but also how she was called to serve with her business. You're going to love Chesney's story of how admitting she had holes in her boat and connecting to the right system and support to plug them and point her in the right direction has her moving where God is leading next in this season of life and business. Why am I sharing Chesney's story with you today? Because you may be that girl, cramming every minute of the day chasing success, but only finding you're not measuring up to what you or others said you should be, and on the fast track to burnout. But when you pause all the doing and seek to hear well done from the right voice, then He will show you that He can do big things in and through you. So, if you don't want to wait for a wake-up call to leave you feeling regret around where your time is invested and what it's producing, I invite you to plant a seed of faith like Chesney and submit your application to the Redeemed Midlife CEO program. And when you do that by tomorrow, April 19th, you'll not only save $497, but you get to jump in with committed CEOs like Chesney and me, where together we'll walk through the challenges we face around our time in life and business. And even better, do it with God. We pray this blesses, challenges, and moves you to action. Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list? It's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on Him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business. From launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert, priorities protector, and recovering should-do list girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years. And I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use His truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar, because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready? I'm so excited to be here today because part of the perks of what I do as a Christian time management coach is I get to hang out with some amazing women. And these women are not just running a business, but they're also really faithful in how they're living out their life. And yet that can sometimes feel like a juggling act, right? Because there are so many things that are demanding or desiring our attention. And let's be honest, we have a lot of distractions in this world that we live in as well. And yet the women that come into the Redeemed Midlife CEO program are committed to being faithful in living out what God has called them to. And I love getting to watch transformations that happen as God first works in hearts and then in our calendars and in our businesses as we apply His truth along with some really practical time management tools so that we start producing more of the fruit and less of just the busy hamster wheel life that often goes on. So today I've invited my friend Chesney to come and share about her journey in the Redeemed Midlife CEO experience. So welcome, Chesney. I'm so glad that you are here today.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. And what I love is that even though you and I are not in close proximity, that I get to hang out with you all the time and we get to talk a lot about life and business and faith and what God's doing and the joys and the struggles, right? The times that we're feeling weary and the times that we're feeling lifted up. And I've really gotten to just see how you are navigating this season of life. But my audience is probably just meeting you for the first time. So let's first start with, tell us a little bit about you and your business. What is it that makes you you, and permission to brag about how God has uniquely equipped you to do what you do and who you are called to serve and how it's different from other people out there?
Well, thanks. first of all, I would say that I'm a Jesus follower. I am a fellow law enforcement officer wife. So mm-hmm. You and I have that in common. I'm a mama to four plus my bonus daughter-in-law. And I am still a homeschooling mama of my three who are still home. I also do children's ministry coordinating at our church. My background a little bit is that I have my degree in biblical counseling, and I'm also a certified health and wellness coach who God is actually recreating, kind of bringing some of those things all together, as far as, being able to help some fellow midlife mamas who kind of get stuck in the trenches of raising littles or homeschooling. And even most recently, fellow law enforcement wives who have a little bit of a unique camaraderie and struggle and intense need to learn how to be flexible and bend when everything in your life tilts and shifts. So through the CEO coaching program, that I know we'll talk more about as we go. The Lord has, like I said, recreated something very different than what I thought it was going to be. The trajectory that I was on definitely changed, and I didn't know that I needed it, but the Lord really equipped me in bringing you and I together and bringing your coaching program into my life at the time that He did, as some unexpected changes happened in the business that I was previously doing, I would have probably felt pretty panicked and frantic in trying to do all the things to make all the success happen, or I should say continue. But I didn't because of what I was learning from you. And God's timing was beautiful in that because I just said, okay, Lord, what are we doing next then? And He faithfully shows up when we ask and knock and seek His will. So that's a little bit of the backstory.
Yeah, I love that, right? And I love how He's at work, even when we don't always know and realize it. And He's putting people and opportunities and different things in our path at the right time. For when that we are going to need it or when someone else is going to need what He has put inside of us. And I've seen you pour out into so many other people, and I love your heart in all of that. And I'm hearing a lot of, you know, other roles and responsibilities, right, between being a wife and a mom and in ministry and having a business and homeschooling. There can be a lot of things that can really fill up our time. And sometimes that can really lead to a lot of frustration and struggle. So let's kind of look at, where you were, especially before you and I met or started working together. Like when you think back to kind of to that time in life, with all the different things that were on your heart and calendar, what would you say are some of the feelings and beliefs you had in the past around your time, your life, your business, or maybe some of the challenges or struggles that you were facing around your time in those areas?
I would say, and I mentioned this with you early on in our coaching meetings, that I felt very much like I was bouncing back and forth between the rat race of business demands, and as you've been saying recently, all those voices that we are told to listen to, all the gurus and everything. I bounced kind of between those obligations and demands. And then the mama guilt of not being present and missing things. And, I believe that if I could just make the next rank, get my team to that next level, bring on the, so many of the next clients, that I would be considered successful. But it turns out that following all of those voices, actually led me away from my true identity, that I now know is being a Christ-empowered operator. And I really resonate with everything that you teach in that, and was pulling me in a direction that was away from my family. Always, actually, I would say chasing my calendar. Definitely a disordered calendar, demanding. Demanding is a strong word, but I think it actually fits where I was at. Demanding that God would bless what I was running toward and expecting that, and then not understanding or maybe even being a little resentful when that wasn't what happened. Rather than listening to his voice, submitting to his call and his purpose on who he was remaking me to be.
I love
So,
that.
yeah, I think having my oldest, our first son, get married, and move away to another state very quickly, put me in a place of deep regret in how I had spent my time. And so my heart was very much ready for that redeeming the time concept that you teach that the Lord has given you to give all of us. And I realized, even just thinking through some things recently, that that place of regret is actually where the devil wants us to be, because then we're stuck and we're not purposeful and we're not intentional in doing what God is calling us to do. And focusing on that gap and that missing rather than on the gain and what we have yet to accomplish. And so kind of realizing that I was spending so much time looking for the ideal connections to build my business. And in the meantime, was neglecting the connections that God was calling me to. And I'm thankful that the Lord redeems the time and that I am still learning lots of things and implementing what you challenge us in. And that partnership and the desire to grow and learn. And just kind of sift through all the noise of the world and all of that, and learning how to hear the voice that really matters to point me in the direction that I'm supposed to be headed.
Because you're right. It's really noisy out there. There's so many voices, well-intended versus the enemy versus our own, that just want to pile on the should-dos and then the guilt. I remember back when you and I first met, I remember having a conversation and I remember you saying, I feel guilty when I'm with my family that I'm not working, and I feel guilty when I'm working that I'm not with my family. And I think that is something that so many of us carry. Right, is just this guilt around, well, I should be doing more. I should be, spending more time with this, with whether it's family or whether it's business or whether it's ministry or whatever it is. And you're right. I think the enemy would love to keep us stuck there, because when we're feeling guilty and weighed down, guess what? We're not going to be very effective producing fruit for the kingdom. And we're discouraged, we're distracted, we're detoured from the direction that God is leading. And sometimes it is those milestone moments. You know, both of us had our first get married almost within a month of each other. And that is one of, you know, you have either a milestone birthday or an event like that, or just something that happens in life. And I think it's that wake-up call to say, wow, where did time go? Right. And how do I want to be intentional moving forward? And what I love is that, I mean, God redeems the time. And, you know, we may feel like, right, I've wasted so much time, or, you know, I've been, you know, unwise with it. And yet he can restore those years, the locusts of Eden. You know, he can make that happen when we submit our heart and our time to him. And I love watching that process that you're going through as you're doing that. So when you were in that place, right, how was all of that affecting you? I mean, think about different areas of your life, your faith walk, maybe your relationships. You mentioned your family. How was it affecting your business? How you were maybe even stewarding your resources, your own wellness, your joy, right? Like, what were people experiencing being around you?
I think I was probably putting up a pretty good facade, of kind of hiding the burnout that I was heading toward, trying to do all the things, really, really stuck in people pleasing. Those voices were very loud in my ears. When I didn't hear the "well done, good and faithful servant" from the wrong source, it would really derail me. And so much of like my joy seemed to be connected to, man's version of success or man's recognition of success. The opposite of that would be true. If it wasn't, ha if I wasn't hearing those things, I was feeling very, very much like a failure. The whole not enough thing that all of us get stuck in. Relationships with family. I as the gurus will tell you, work in all the white space in your calendar, and every moment needs to be allotted for and assigned to something. And that I think it creates that like perfect toxic recipe for burnout. And I realized, as I looked at my calendar with very little white space, that there was very little family time, because I filled in all the white space. And I realized, actually, I need the white space to refill and rejuvenate and rest and reconnect with my family. I think I was kind of moving into a bit of a time of resentment from my husband and my kiddos. But I don't know if my kiddos necessarily would have titled it that, but just, oh, mom's busy again. Oh, mom, we got to do this again because mom's not, just all the things. Oh, mom's traveling for business again. And there was a lot of mom guilt that came in that. And as far as I think, as much as the proper perspective and priorities of things is that how our relationship is with the Lord should flow out into our relationship with people, I think the opposite can be true if it's not a healthy balance, where if we're all about pursuing relationships with people, that relationship with the Lord very quickly gets depleted. Or we start to kind of pull those human-to-human expectations in the relationship into our time with the Lord. And even, as man was telling me, you're not good enough, you're not doing it, I started to believe more and more that that is how God viewed me. So there was a lot of unhealthy thinking and belief that needed to be laid at the Lord's feet and allow him to redirect and just get that trajectory back in the right direction.
It's so interesting because we can look back in hindsight and see that, right? And yet I think when we're in it, it's like we have these blinders on. And we just think that the problem is that we're not organized enough, or we just need to be more efficient. Or, like you said, I need to multitask more or fit things in all the nooks and crannies. And then eventually it gets to the point where these things we say matter aren't getting any of our time or attention, or they're getting half of it and not really enough to really grow and bear fruit in that. And then it feels like we're just spinning our wheels, right? And we're just doing a lot of things. And like you said, just left exhausted. And then it starts having this ripple effect in all these areas, you know, of our life. And yeah, we listen to a lot of voices, but his is the voice that we need to listen to first. And that's the one that's going to direct where we're going. So where do you think you'd be now if nothing had changed, right? If you just continued on that trajectory, where do you think you'd be right now?
I would have burned out, for sure. I think that I'm thankful that the Lord kind of started to correct my thinking and my direction prior to my son's wedding and moving away, because I was able to really hold on to the last like 6 months before they left. And I totally would have, like, those were very sweet times that we had, that I it was not hard for me to put things aside and do the right thing priority wise in that season. So yeah, I don't think relationships would be good at all. I think that I would have kept running myself ragged. And especially then the things that had happened, or the now seeing where that line of business kind of went for me, since I had so much of my identity tied into the success of that business, since it kind of depleted and diminished, my identity would have probably sunk with that. There's so many moments I can look back and see God's grace, in the timing of beforehand in the preparation, and just being ready for what the Lord had next instead of what I thought that I, wasn't doing right, or that I was watching fall through my fingers. So.
And so often we tie our identity to our doing, whether it's just the doing itself or the outcome of our doing. So you're right, then things shift, and all of a sudden we're left wondering, like, who am I? And I think that often happens in the season of midlife because, as you have alluded to, kids grow up and, you know, move on, and, you know, and things change in our business or in our ministry or in relationships or in different areas of our life. And so when all of our identity is tied in that, then yeah, we kind of are left going, right, who am I without all this doing? And yeah, at some point we know, like, this can't be like this anymore. So let's go back to kind of like how you and I came together. How did God bring us together? Maybe what intrigued you? What was different from what you had heard or tried in the past? And what just kind of how did he work in that process?
Well, I got invited by a friend who was on a webinar of business women. You were one of the guests on that webinar along with my friend. And so she was kind of our connection. And I just really, really related to everything that you were saying and sharing. And so I reached out and, stood out in faith and scheduled one of your, business or what did you call them? I'm trying to remember what you used to call them, but
Probably change the name, but business breakthrough calls is what we call them now. So yes, whatever version of you and I having a conversation.
So, one of those quick calls to get on and kind of, meet and assess and, hey, what do you have to offer to me that would help with the season of life that I'm in and what I think is next? So yeah, I jumped on that call with you and felt like there was just an instant connection and jumped into the community, and invested in the opportunities that you offer. And yeah, like the soil of my heart and life were very, very ready for what you were offering. And that's just the way that the Lord works. And so yeah, it was a great amount of a good timing for things. And I probably would have, if I hadn't said yes then, I probably would have had many more months of just kind of fuzziness in my ideas and thoughts, or just a lack of clarity in what was supposed to be next. A lot of confusion of, okay, well, now what do I do? And really, probably that whole like, well, I didn't succeed, so now I'm a failure. And so, but so quickly, having tools in hand, to create what God was handing me. I should say, allow him to create in me what he was doing. That was it was definitely a yay God moment of timing with us. So
I love that. I love when he's preparing, right, the soil. And yet that's a hard process because there's a lot of weeding things out and breaking up that fallow ground, right? So that the seeds can be planted. And yet when our hearts are right, and then the seeds can take root, right? Just like the parable of the soils. And the roots go down even when the sun scorches, even when the birds come and try to, pull it away, even when there's not, the rain and things like that. And so, he works in that way. And this is where we trust him. And this is what I love too about us getting to work together, because so often I've worked with people in the past, as, or I was the client, right? They were the coach, and it was just focused on one area of my life or one area, my business or things like that. And I didn't have that cohesive picture of how this fits into my with God life and how this fits into the bigger picture and where he's calling me and all of that. And so, like you said, when one of those things changes, then all of a sudden, I'm kind of left going, how does this fit in with everything else? And so I think that was really, a thing that I saw you as you walked through that process was, what does my with God life look like? Right. And then how does it flesh out in these different areas, which include your business? So you mentioned being ready. Just curious, did you have any fears or concerns in joining the group or whatever when you were going through that decision-making process or learning more about it, whether it was related to financial investment or time investment or just other things that, yeah, ripple effect that this might have with your spouse or others?
I remember there was a little bit of a difficult conversation with my husband. Just the he's a money and a numbers guy. So it was a this is what I want to do. I think this is perfect. He's like, how much is it going to cost? But I was kind of prepared for that. We've been married over 20 years, and so I said, well, look, this is how much how much I can invest in. This is the amount of time. This is how I see the Lord preparing and providing for that financially. And there was a little bit of a stepping out in faith of, I don't know exactly what the new recreated business will generate financially for us. But I did know without a doubt that there was a call on my life to do more than just what I had been certified in with health and wellness training, that there's a lot more to offer the midlife mama than just, hey, how healthy is your body? And how much do you weigh? And how what are you eating? Health was like, what, if we read in God's word that our body is going to waste away, we can't take it with us. So what can we be working toward in that kingdom work to be more well-rounded in our health and wellness, with relationships and stewardship and our faith and all of the different areas of that. So there was a little bit of just that initial, oh, it can be a big investment, but I was already catching the glimpse of what the return would be. And I honestly was just, I wanted more. I wanted everything that you were offering. And I knew that, it would have been really hard for me to figure out what was next logistically. It's like standing on the edge of this cliff and like, okay, I know I'm supposed to jump, but I have no idea what it's supposed to look like, or what's on the other side, or cross the bridge maybe is better than jumping off a cliff. And so in any shift in investment, there's always that little bit of research and figure out, well, where is this coming from? But honestly, the what you offer in your, the monthly payments that you made possible. And then I will shout out the affiliate program because I think it's worth it to share what we are learning with others. Has made it. It didn't make it necessarily, I should say it. It wasn't a hard decision once I saw how God had lined all of it up. And I think you had kind of challenged me a little bit to pray through that. And I think you called it faith, faith money, planting the seeds or something, knowing that the investment is coming.
Yes. And
The
we
return.
trust him with our time. We trust him with our finances. We trust him with, just what it is that he's doing. And there is that element of faith. There's always going to be some fear, something in us that isn't quite sure or is holding us back or is saying, is this really going to work after all I've tried or I haven't been successful in this area before? And what's going to be different about this? And yet we step out in faith and we can see then how he, how he is with us and how he guides that decision and makes that happen and get that return on there. So what's it like inside the Redeemed Midlife CEO now that you're part of it? I would love to hear a little bit more about maybe what some of your favorite parts are. We've got everything from self-paced modules where we're working on our own on our with God life and business and what that looks like. We've got ways that we're working on our beliefs and what's how we're basing them on scripture. We have ways that we're, reading to grow and getting coaching and feedback on specific things that we're working on in our life or business, as well as community. So a lot of different things you can pull from, but what have been a couple of your favorite parts over the time we've been in the program?
I definitely would say, I mean, I love community. I love, like-minded sisters, that even though we are building, or running businesses that look different from each other's, we really, I love the time that we kind of all work together and brainstorm together and, the spotlight coaching where you let somebody ask a question and you spend time answering it because a lot of times it's a question I would not have thought to ask, but I needed to know the answer as we learn together. There's so much value that I found in that steer belief map, and I share it with others often in my counseling ministry as well. It's and the whole like do it every day or do it every week, like there is definite value in that, to have that tool. And not just business related, but anything, if there's a relationship challenge or something that hits you in life that you're not expecting,
Right.
to know how to apply and use God's word to do that, which is actually what my degree is all about, is biblical counseling, is how do we use God's word to find biblical solutions to life's problems. I actually really enjoy the book club that you offer as well inside, just getting to learn together. I love that those that you have picked out are specific to different areas of focus that you take us through. So that's been really fun. I'm a bit of a bookaholic, so but I love the fact that it's not just a recommendation, but we actually go through it together, and the conversation's always very uplifting. And I think just the tools that you offer with like your 12-week plan, honestly, I haven't found anything in there that I'm not like crazy. I mean, I love all of it. There's so many great valuable points in there. But I would just say like that the steer belief has been big, and then, I think it's pretty cool to get to know other ladies from all over the country, and probably eventually the world, that, we're all kind of seeking to serve, in some way, and to learn together is cool.
Yes. That learning together, right? Whether it's reading a book together and having conversation or learning together about, a technique in our time management or in our business growth or in how we're believing and thinking, it shifts things because we realize we're not alone and we have others that are supporting us on that journey and we can learn from one another, like you said, right? We don't always know the question to ask that they may ask and vice versa. There's the day that you ask the question that that's exactly what they needed to hear. So I love that. I love how you've engaged inside of that community. And, we can try and DIY a lot of things. And I think that was where I was stuck for so long, was like, I can figure this out and I'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that and listen to this program and try this, this technique and try and piecemeal or duct tape it all together. And yet there's something about having a system that works cohesively together, that's focused on faith, right? With that as a center, and then brings that deeper level of connection and support that makes a difference. So with all those tools that you've had now and the time that's passed, like what have you noticed has shifted and changed in your life or business? And what kind of ripple effect is that having?
Well, I would say that just the confidence and the clarity that came with our conversations and specifically the one-on-one coaching that you and I have done together has been huge, pointing me in the direction of, hey, here's a tool that will help you know how to do a newsletter or reach out to people or a lead magnet, like things I had no idea were even a thing. And like, hey, this is a good idea. And by the way, here's a way to do it really simply that's not going to take you 8 hours on a day to get it done. And then the feedback that you just offer has been, I super value the feedback that you give me all the time. And then, encourage me like, okay, we can check the training wheels off. Like, you got this. But just seeing that, knowing with confidence that the work that I am, the work of my hands that God has given me to do is kingdom aligned. And because it's something that I'm creating, that I'm not under some other blanket organization with kind of their rules and guidelines and all the things to reflect them. I get to reflect Christ in my life and encourage other women to do the same thing. But I'm not, it's not a clueless endeavor. I feel equipped. So that growth is just that confidence to step out. And even the, like figuring out the area of expertise and like what has God called me to use for that kingdom work of his glory and the good of those who are also seeking to follow him. So and I think just learning how to use God's word as that blueprint plan for a life that is based on scripture and to not feel stuck or discouraged or purposeless. That's been just a real blessing of kind of unexpected. All of it's been unexpected, but huge.
And when we do things with God, and this is where the with God life and business model comes in, right? It makes such a difference because it gives purpose even to the mundane things, even sometimes the little daily things that we have to do in our life or in our business or in our homes that don't feel very glamorous, that don't feel like they're really changing the world. And yet, when we're doing them from this with God perspective, it does give meaning to those things and helps direct us in the direction that He's leading us and produces that kingdom fruit. So, at this point, would you say it's been worth it? When you think about the time and financial investment that you've put in, what are you seeing? Both maybe what can be measured and what can't be measured.
Definitely worth it. And still being in the middle of it too, I'm still in process. But yeah, I would definitely say it's worth it. I would encourage anybody to jump on that call with you and just kind of learn more. Just be willing to be transparent and real and say, hey, this is me. I've got some holes on my boat. Can you help me identify them and fill them in and, point me in the point my ship in the right direction? And then just even just being under, I should not under, in being partnered with somebody who gives the freedom and the allowance of, hey, well, you're the CEO of your own business. So if you thought that this is the way your day was supposed to go, but something came up and your family needs you, and you're with your family, you're doing exactly what God has called you to do in this moment. You're still fulfilling your purpose. And I think any, like, anybody who, any mom who wears, or any midlife woman really, who wear tends to wear multiple hats, it's just nice to know that even if today looks different than what I planned it out to be yesterday, that's not a mistake. That's part of God's providence in using me.
And it's our perspective, right, on how we choose to respond to those interruptions. And we talk often about discerning, is this in divine invitation or is this a distraction? And how we can look at our time and, and know where it's supposed to go based on what it is, bigger picture he's called us to. So it's been really fun to see you grow in both your life and your business and all these different areas. And I know that moving forward, you're going to continue to see and experience that growth as you grow first in your faith in him. And then that applies to these areas of your life and business and seeing all of that. So is there anything else you'd like to share about your experience or that you'd want someone to know who's maybe kind of listening and thinking about, maybe they're on the fence wondering if this is for them or if it would work for them or if it's worth the investment for them?
Yeah, I would just say, trust what's being offered. Pray, seek the Lord that it, if it's the right timing, that he'll make it clear. And I would say, hey, I want to get to know you, so jump on in. Jump into the community. The community aspect of it is something that you can do. And just kind of see the benefits and the blessings of being there and the richness, and continue listening to Alyssa's podcasts and reading her emails, because there's a lot of freebies that she gives us that are incredible tools to help. But yeah, I would say pray about it and don't be afraid to step out in faith, and have that expectant anticipation that God is able to do big things with and through you. And that takes faith, but we get to do it together.
That's what makes that's the best part of it, right? It's all we need is the faith the size of a mustard seed, right? Just that little bit, right? In his hands, he multiplies it beyond what we could ask or imagine. So great to get to walk alongside you and to watch this transformation that's happening in your heart, in your life, in your business, in your calendar, in your relationships and ministries and all of these things, because this is the life that you're called to in the season. And we want to be faithful stewards of it. So you've alluded a couple of times to just what your business is now and what you're working on. So as we wrap things up, please tell us the name of your business. Who specifically are you serving and what kind of resource do you have for that woman who might benefit from what you're doing?
Sure. Well, it is called Hope, Health, and Heaven Coaching. And I help midlife mamas find hope, pursue health, and live out their purpose this side of heaven. I think sometimes those things get a little bit blurred as we're busy serving everybody else. Yeah, so being able to kind of go through learning what I have a specific program that I call the Redeemer Renovation, because the Lord has shown me that anytime that we are trying to build our life according to built life, business, whatever, according to our own plans, that's probably pretty similar to building our house on the sand. And I want to learn how to build my life on the rock and help others do the same thing. And do that with the mindset and the reminder that, as Psalm 127:1 says, that that the Lord is the one who builds, and that if we are trying to build, I'm totally messing up the verse. It's my own paraphrase of it, but the gist of it is, when the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord builds the house, there we go, the builders labor in vain. So the Lord is the one who builds the house, builds our life. And sometimes we need to just be willing to hand the Lord that demo hammer and trust that he's gonna, rebuild and renovate something beautiful. But when it's according to his work and plan, it's gonna be beautiful.
Yes, amen. Right. That is the with God life, where he's the one who's building and we're doing it with him and on him. So thank you so much for sharing that. And we'll make sure to drop the link to free resource so that people can learn a little bit more about what it is you're doing and how you're serving as well. So, yeah,
Thank
well,
you.
thank you so much for sharing your journey today. I'm amazed at what God's already done and what I know He's going to do as we are expectant, and honored to be part of your journey, and can't wait to see that what He has in store and who He brings in to join us as a part of this program. So thanks again for sharing your journey today and inspiring those who are listening today. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women just like you find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15 through 16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.